To reach stop 3 from the Battery K Monument, walk back on Lincoln Avenue the way you came, crossing Washington Street and turning left. Breidenbaugh Hall should be on your right, Hanson Hall on your left, on the other side of the street. Proceed in this direction on North Washington Street, passing Wydenshaw Hall, McKnight Hall, and Schmucker Hall, all on your right. You will come to a small concrete bridge overlooking a stream. Make sure you are facing towards campus. The modern concrete bridge should be on your right, the creek directly in front of you. A small tree should be on your left. Welcome to Stop 3, the Tiber. All the buildings before you, save for Penn Hall and the President's House, would not yet have been built in 1863. Where you stand was the muddy edge of a small stream about 10 to 15 feet wide and 2 to 4 feet deep. Coming towards you as fast as their feet would carry were hundreds of Union soldiers fleeing from positions to the north and west. Arriving at the stream, the fleeing Yankees crawled, waded, and ran clamoring across a small wooden bridge that stood just to your right. The retreating Federals could not outrun the converging rebels as they surrounded them from all sides. To your right, as you look across the street, the stream continued. Confederate soldiers found a more sturdy bridge close to that location, which they utilized as a firing line. The rebels loaded their muskets and poured a devastating rain of gunfire down on the trapped Yankees attempting to funnel across the stream. Captain Frederick von Fritsch of the 68th New York Infantry Regiment, 11th Corps, remembered the Confederates screaming savagely as they chased the Union troops through the stream, and recollected a Federal Union soldier yelling, "Run for your lives, boys!" Using only the bodies of their comrades as shields, and with nowhere to run but forward, the Union men absorbed the full force of the Confederates' fire. Bullets shattered limbs and bodies as they whizzed rapidly by where you now stand. Federals retreating toward Gettysburg face little choice on the ground before you but to press back into town or surely be swallowed by the mass of gray-clad men on their heels. Survival was the immediate impulse for many of these men, who had tried bravely, but in vain, to withstand the strength of the enemy on Oak Ridge. However, the distant blemish of cowardice remained. It seemed so awful to march back through those same streets, whipped and beaten. It was the most humiliating step I ever took, remembered Major Charles Winkler of the 26th Wisconsin.